My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
This is Kevin Harlan, and I don't even know if you know that you're the voice of the Niners now. Let me think. You've done two Niner games. You did last night's game, and you handled the update desk on Sunday as well, we noticed. So you're officially doing all the games, Kevin.
It's my honor to do them. Believe me, they're a great organization. I always enjoy seeing that team play. They're loaded. They got some injury issues clearly right now. They're coming off a game where actually, you know, Minnesota is a lot better than advertised, kind of like New Orleans. The pundits, I think, underestimated those two teams pretty significantly. Minnesota is tough, and they've bolstered their defense. They've made some changes. They've got weapons on offense, as we saw on Sunday. And they have a quarterback, quite frankly, who's playing with a lot of confidence, and it didn't take long for him to kind of get in his lane and get going. And it was just one of those days for the Niners. They missed McCaffrey, clearly. I mean, he's the motor, as you all know, for that team. And when he's not there and he's not a part of what's going on, like all, you know, special, elite, great players, you know, it's incumbent on somebody to pick up the pieces and try to bring things together. And that's not easily done. It may have looked that way against the Jets, but it's going to be tough until he gets back, and hopefully it's sooner than later. And now Debo, we get Debo back out there too with his soft tissue injury. But when this team is whole, I still believe they're the best team in the NFC. I really do.
Yeah, pretty impressive game by Minnesota. And you talked about picking up the pieces with no McCaffrey, and you saw Jordan Mason do his thing now two straight weeks. What do you make of the young running back and the way he goes about getting those yards?
You know, he runs hard. He hits the hole. He has great vision. My goodness, he cuts and really knows when to cut. So the timing of making the move with the, you know, lead block and how the angle is being set for him, he's a master at it. I don't know how he went undrafted. I would say this. I think that the Niners kind of pride themselves on bringing in projects like this. It's been very clear with the variety of players, not the least of which was your quarterback. This kid was undrafted and barely made a ripple coming out of Georgia Tech. But the fact that he has been in that program, knows the offense well, and knows his time is now, and the team needs him. I mean, he's a third-string back going into camp, and Mitchell's injured. We know about Christian, so, I mean, he's got to step up. And sure enough, he's done it now twice, and I don't think there's any stopping him. I think he has a great feel for what he needs to do. I think you've read and heard out there that Fred Warner kind of took him under his wing this past off season, and while he has worked out with the Niners and in their facility during these last couple off seasons, he worked with linebackers almost exclusively for a month this past off season, and clearly it's added a little bit of grit, a little bit of toughness to him, and it's showing right now, and they need it. So a quarterback's best friend is a good running game. They've got one, and we saw that, again, Purdy answered the bell with his efficient play, but just not enough. And home openers are always great. You saw it Monday night against the Jets, and the Viking fans saw it Sunday against the Niners.
Kevin Harlan is with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Kevin, I wonder, because there's been a lot, right? There's the Ayuk holdout, the Trent Williams holdout. Then the season starts. There's no Christian McCaffrey. Now add Debo to it. You've had a chance, I would imagine, to visit a little bit with Kyle Shanahan through these first 2 weeks, and I wonder what you kind of gathered in terms of the state of the team and how he plans to go about attacking these challenges.
Well, you know, he's had challenges before, and he's always handled them well. My admiration for Kyle and the organization is pretty limitless, quite frankly, and they'll figure it out. I think when new roles have got to be taken, when bench guys now are getting more snaps or bench guys are becoming starters, you know, there's a change that ripples right through the team, and everybody's got to make an adjustment to a different degree, and I think that's kind of maybe the process they're going with, you know, right now. They didn't have Trent all camp, and he shows up a week out, and somehow, some way, this guy is superhuman, man. The way he can come back, and I know he was working out on his own. It's not football workout and team workout like you know you see in camp and everything else. But the fact that he can come in and only miss a couple of plays against the Jets and then do what he did against the Vikings and a pretty good defensive front is pretty startling to me, quite frankly. And my respect for him is off the chart, as everybody's is. He'll be in Canton one day, and it's going to be a proud moment for the Niner organization when he gets in there. And then Ayuk, I think, is playing. You know, first of all, he's not in that football shape, and there is a difference. You can come and work on your core, and you can come after an off season of working with yoga guys and weight guys and run guys and meal guys and whoever else, the Dalai Lama, and you're until you're in that camp and in the everyday grind of practice and preparation and coaching, it's just not the same. And he's kind of in that stage right now. So his camp is kind of, I don't know how many looks he's getting, but clearly the production has been down from what we're used to seeing. I think that's just a blip, and he'll pick up, especially now that Debo may be on the side here for a bit. And he's going to have to. I mean, the moments of him kind of being in the background and not prominent for the first two games are over. He's got to step up, and he's got to kind of be like Juwan Jennings, quite frankly. He's got to be reliable. He's got to be there. And I think he'll meet the challenge. And I would never underestimate the fact of the weight of that contract. That's a gigantic contract he has. Everybody's eyes are on him. The expectations have now grown, and my guess is he'll handle it. But like with anything in life, it's a change, and that's a change in so many ways. You've got to adapt, and he will. And this will be the team we all thought they'd be here in the next couple of weeks. But right now, they've got at least another 3 weeks without Christian. And who knows how much longer without Debo, but they'll get back there, and they'll be fine, and they'll be the team we thought they were going to be heading into the season.
A little bit of a survive in advance now for the Niners without Debo and Christian, and the big guy who is still there and the guy making tiny money, not the big money, is Brock Purdy. What have you made from Brock Purdy, having seen him twice now in this early season and where he is in his season?
I love him. He's wired the same way the great ones are. We talked to him the other day. And his answers are clear and efficient. His direction on answers is, you know where his compass is pointed. And I think, you know, all the quarterbacks with presence, and he has gained it even more so than when he, you know, first got the job some 26, 27, 28 games ago, going back a couple years. He's a confident kid. And he's got a lot going for him. And, you know, everybody is saying, well, you know, he's got his hands on the wheel of a Ferrari. Well, good for him. There are a lot of quarterbacks that have their hands on the wheels of a Ferrari. And they start shifting gears, man. They're all over the place. They're fishtailing, and they're ramming into the side rails and everything else. So, listen, he's he has got those elements working for him. What I think is interesting for Purdy right now, beginning this week, is he has no Christian, no Debo. He's got a left tackle still trying to get his feet under him. He's got, you know, Ayuk trying to get his, you know, paces. And people kind of looking at him. And he's going to have to do maybe a little bit more. He's got this big contract, like you talked about, looming, because they're basically getting him for free. That's how they're able to sign Williams and sign Ayuk and get all these things done. But in the, you know, when the clock is ticking, they're going to have to pay this guy as your quarterback. He will solidify every positive thought that the organization has of him with what he does without a lot of air in those tires and a lot of gas in that tank, right? He's going to have to maybe move a little bit and adjust and he can play the same way, but I mean, he's going to have to be lights out. And quarterbacks that make $40, $50 million a year, that's the way they've got to play when they don't have every part at their disposal. And he's not going to have the parts that make that team special. He doesn't have the engine in McCaffrey. He doesn't have that ubiquitous piece in Debo Samuel. He's going to have to, you know, the offense is going to have to adjust, and he's going to have to be right there leading that adjustment. So these next weeks are incredibly revealing. And I think it will just solidify his place, not just for this season, but for the rest of his career, in how he handles this offense without having the main parts and the most headline-making guys at his disposal.
Kevin Harlan with us, Willard and Dibbs. That's an interesting statement you just made there at the end, Kevin. You're confident that this is going to go well for him.
I am. I really am. I have great faith in. First of all, I think Kyle will continue to provide him with the call sheet and the game plan that will work as both see fit. And he couldn't have a better voice in his ear and a guy in his head than Kyle Shanahan. And I he's got that going for him. He's got the confidence of playing in a Super Bowl. He's got, you know, 22 wins in 27 games started in regular season play. I mean, this guy has done it with a lot of different players, including a Hall of Fame tight end and other parts that can emerge, like Juwan Jennings. And he's proven he can do it. And now he's going to have to, you know, really kind of, I wouldn't say carry, because the team is still, even with McCaffrey and Samuel gone, I mean, the team is still terrific. But this is where he's going to be tested as much as any time, because he doesn't have the things that make him and that offense special. And if he can survive this, and this team can get over that 500 mark, and he continues to play the way he is, and maybe he does a little bit more, I think that you can see what could be a very historical another quarterback in that line. I'm not saying that even with those other guys that he wouldn't be that guy anyway. I just think on the cusp of a big contract, and it's coming, that this puts all worries aside that he is the right guy in every form and fashion you want to try to craft that quarterback position. I just think he possesses all you need. I know that the tangible things like speed and size and all that stuff made him a seventh round pick, and I get all that. But listen, and I know it's a tired, worn out phrase, but you can't help but still see that there have been quarterbacks in this league like him that have gone on to become the best at the position ever. And I just think that when I think of the great quarterbacks, when I think of the guys that can look you in the eye, when I think of the guys that have a command and a presence and have a tireless work ethic and know they've got to always be working a little bit harder than anybody else in the league, I see that in him. He may not be the tallest. He may not have the rocket arm, although it looks to me like it's stronger. You know, he had the elbow last year, and he couldn't work out during the season because it was healing after the surgery. This year was a completely different offseason with core work and elbow work and arm care and all the things that these quarterbacks do. So I think he's got everything in his favor. He's got great momentum, and this is, I think, a moment where if there are critics, and everybody's got them, even the great Mahomes has them, if he has critics, you know, this is a way to really answer a lot of people and saying, well, the only reason why he survives and why he has this record is because he's got great talent. And agreed, he's got as many good parts, if not the most, of any quarterback in pro football. But now he can kind of take all that he's learned, all that he's accomplished, and he can really, you know, stand out on his own merit and do the things that a lot of people project he can do. So I'm bullish on him. I think he's the right guy. He's got the right coach. He still has a lot of weapons, and they're all strong. And importantly, he's got number 24 in back of him, and that's the quarterback's best friend is that run game. So I think he's going to be fine, and I think the team is going to be fine in lieu of McCaffrey and Samuel not being there for 3 weeks or longer.
It will be interesting to watch here over the next few weeks. And you talked about weapons, and I think about the Niners, and the number one weapon that they have might be on defense, Fred Warner. What do you make of Fred's first two games? And do you start to think about Fred in terms of the pantheon of great linebackers here in the modern game?
Mike Singletary, command, vision, hitting, reading, can play the run and the pass, controls the defense, has the charisma to do it, durable. He's only missed one game, I think, in his pro career. I mean, he is everything you want in a middle linebacker. I don't know who would come close to him in pro football, quite frankly. There are guys that are younger who are emerging. Right now, he is at the very top of the list.
Kevin, you know, you've said some really nice things about Kyle Shanahan in this conversation. Having done the game last night as well, we've had some conversations today about Nick Sirianni. I'm certainly not asking for you to take a shot, but I would love your reaction to what happened last night, and maybe also a little compare contrast. Like, he's gotten under Niner fan skin a little bit, the fiery nature of the way he handles the sideline. And then the call at the end of the game last night has a lot of us scratching your head. How would you kind of compare and contrast Kyle and Nick?
Well, I did that game last night in Philadelphia, so I got to see it, you know, firsthand. And it's rare. The word collapse is a very strong word, and I almost think of it in terms of losing a 20 or, you know, a 30-point lead. And that would look.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Look like a collapse, but to have Kirk Cousins coming off Achilles tear and still not really mobile and doing what he did in that frame with that defense, now listen, he's got a new defensive coordinator. There's still a lot of newness about what they're trying to do. They made the change there in the offseason. They got Vic Fangio, who's not a blitz guy, and he really sticks to his principles, and sometimes they can come back and get you, and they did last night. But Sirianni has been on the hot seat here for a while, and I don't know if it was coincidence or not, but Belichick was in the building last night. Yes, he was doing the Manning cast, and I saw him walking on the sideline before the game. So I don't know why he was in the building, but he was. And I'm not saying anything about that means anything. Had they won by 40, I would still mention that he was there because people are after Nick right now. And, listen, he's been to a Super Bowl. They've had great starts. I'm not sure where him and the quarterback are on the page. They've got a new caller in Kellen Moore, who's come from the Chargers, and before that, Dallas. I still think that's a work in progress. Quarterback played well last night, but he turned it over again. He's had more turnovers than any other player in the league over the last year plus since the beginning of the 2023 season. So that's a problem. You can at that position, when you're an elite quarterback and paid like one with that kind of team, you cannot turn the ball over. And he did again, and it hurt him. And I don't know. From afar, you can sit there and think a lot of things, but there's no denying that there is a lot of turmoil in Philadelphia right now after last night, because they had that game and they were not able to close the door. And great teams always finish. And I kind of thought Philadelphia coming into the season was maybe that kind of team. And I guess when I think about John and Kyle, I think more in terms of long-term attention to detail, constantly evolving, looking for new ways, innovative. Listen, in anybody's town, the least appreciated guy is the head coach. But outside that market, when you take a look at the other 31 head coaches in the league, and you mentioned Kyle Shanahan, I don't know if there's another person in the league that would say he is not a top three NFL head coach. His record says it. The quality of the team says it. I still think they're the best team in the NFC. And I would say that, and I don't like comparing these guys because the job is immense and it's very difficult. Everybody's got a different set of circumstances and injuries and an owner that might meddle or not meddle or just things going on that you never know about. And we're only 2 weeks into the season. You don't know what your team is like until you get to about week 5 or 6. And there's more growth or the reverse between weeks 1 and 2. So we've got two teams here, the Eagles and the Niners, who have lost in week 2 after winning in week 1. And I don't think that is a telltale for any way they may be going or may not be going. I'm just saying that after you've seen that first week, after you've broken camp and the starters haven't played, and you get them on the field and kind of see what you've got, I still think there's a fact-finding mission going into week 2, but there's no doubt you learn more about your team from week 1 to 2 than maybe you do at the any other part of the team, and then you finally kind of put a period on that by week 6. I think by week 6, you know exactly what you have, what you can and cannot do, where you need to grow as you go down that road. And both those coaches, Sirianni with the Eagles and certainly Kyle with the Niners, I think both those coaches have a pretty good command of what they have. The question in Philadelphia is, will they be patient so they can kind of get off the block here and see what they've got until week 6? Or does the impatient owner, and there were rumblings in the offseason about Philadelphia, right? I mean, there was a lot of talk. Would Sirianni survive? He made a change at the coordinator on the offensive and the defensive side. And one more thing, they lost their offensive and defensive coordinator to head coaching jobs in the NFL. That's a lot of brain drain. Belichick went through it, certainly at New England, but they lost one guy to the Colts and one guy to the Cardinals. That's hard to replace two coordinators like the Eagles had to do. So I almost give them a little pass here because I think they're still, even at this stage, trying to collect themselves and get to back where they were a couple years ago, and that was as a Super Bowl team that just lost to the Kansas City Chiefs very, very late in the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Kevin, you're the absolute best, man. Thank you so much for making some time for us, okay?
My privilege. Thanks, guys. Great being on. Thank you so much, and I hope I get to see the Niners for another week coming up. They were fun on Monday and even on Sunday, quite frankly. That was a terrific game. It didn't end up the way that you wanted it out there, but it was enjoyable. That was a loud building, man. I'm telling you what, my ears are still ringing. And even Philadelphia last night, we're doing the game there, Kurt Warner and I were, and it was loud, but nothing like the Twin, like that downtown Minneapolis stadium. That indoor stadium was loud and very tough to communicate, I'm sure, both offensively and defensively for the 49ers.
Kevin, we're always rooting for you to have the Niner games as well, man. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, guys. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.